The Weather Machine, written by Paul Shipton. Katie looked out of the window. It was windy. She wanted to fly her new kite.
I've got a great idea, Joel. Let's go and fly my new kite.
But I'm doing my science homework.
Come on.
Well, okay.
20 minutes later, the children were in a field and Katie's kite was up in the sky. It was fun, but it was very windy.
Oh no, the string! Help! My new kite!
Joel and Katie chased the kite.
Quick! I don't want to lose it. Run!
I am running.
Run faster!
Suddenly, the wind stopped. The kite dropped to the ground.
I've got it. That was lucky.
I don't understand. The wind just stopped.
The children looked up. There was a man on the hill. He was next to a big machine. He looked up at the sky and laughed.
I did it! I stopped the wind!
Who's that?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Joel wanted to know about the man and his machine.
Excuse me, what happened to the weather? Do you know?
The man looked up and smiled. There were lots of buttons, lights and wires on the machine.
My name's Professor Wiggins, and this is my weather machine. I'm testing it today.
A weather machine? Don't be silly. That's impossible.
The professor pressed a button on the machine, and suddenly it was windy again. The weather machine really worked.
That's fantastic!
I don't believe it!
The two children listened to Professor Wiggins. He talked about his amazing machine.
With this machine, we can have any weather. People at the beach can have sunny weather, and farmers can have rainy weather.
Can we see it again?
The professor pressed more buttons. Katie and Joel looked up at the blue sky. Suddenly, there were big, dark clouds.
Look! It's raining!
Katie shouted to the professor over the noise of the heavy rain.
Can you turn it off now?
Yes, of course!
The wind was very strong now. There were leaves and branches in the air. The professor started to turn off the machine, but he was too slow. Suddenly...
Professor! The branch! Watch out!
Oh!
The two children were very scared now. It was very rainy and very windy. They needed to turn off the machine. But there was a big problem. They didn't know how.
What do I do? There are too many buttons.
Professor, wake up!
Joel pressed a button. Suddenly, it started to snow.
That's the wrong one.
Joel pressed more buttons, but the weather did not get better. It was rainy and snowy. The wind was terrible. It was difficult to stand up. Suddenly, there was thunder and lightning. Joel pointed at a dark cloud. It moved fast. It was a tornado.
What's that? It's moving towards the town.
Oh no! What can we do?
The children were really scared. But then... Katie remembered Joel's homework about lightning.
Wait, I've got an idea.
Joel pulled the professor down the hill. Katie tied a key to the kite. Then she tied the kite to a long wire on the weather machine. She jumped away quickly and watched the kite fly up into the sky. The tornado was very close to the town now. Suddenly, the professor opened his eyes. They all looked up and watched the kite in the dark sky above them. And then... the sky flashed. Lightning! It travelled down the wet wire and... boom! The weather machine exploded. The tornado disappeared. And the wind and rain stopped. The sky was blue again. The town was safe.
I'm sorry, Professor. Your weather machine is broken.
That's okay. I was stupid. The machine is too dangerous. I need to do more work on it.
Look, the sun is shining again. It's a nice day.
Yes, it is. Let's go home. I want to finish my homework.